Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black from APM. I'm Tess for One Demogneux. What is classical music? If you want to be technical, the classical era is music composed between 1730 and 1820. Today, classical music can be anything. As classical music continues to evolve, composers have been attempting to blow up the boundaries of their art and their audiences. One of those composers is John Batiste. Background is similar to some of your favorite classical composers. He grew up in a music dynasty, just like the Jackson Five. He started playing piano at age 11, released his first album at age 17, and by 25, he earned his bachelor and master's degrees from the Juilliard School. If you've ever watched The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, you know John Batiste. He leads the house band, Stay Human. He was one of the biggest winners at the 2022 Grammy Awards. He earned 2 Grammys for his song Cry and 2 for his work on the soundtrack for the Pixar film Soul, including Best Original Score. It was the award he didn't win that caused a commotion. Best Contemporary Classical Composition. Many classical artists took issue with his dazzling composition, Movement 11, even being allowed in a classical category. One dismissive comment went so far as to say, "It is unfathomable that an organization which is supposed to have some inherent knowledge of music would choose to recategorize an entire segment of our inherited culture." But you see, the Recording Academy understands the evolving nature of music. Batiste's composition is part of his inherited culture and the culture of all black artists that came before him. It's informed by deep roots music and R&B, fused with the European classical canon and jazz, which is America's classical music. In fact, many of the best pieces of your favorite composers were panned when they were premiered, like Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Talk about pushing boundaries. Folk were big mad about that premiere. Today, many consider it a masterpiece. For John Batiste, music transcends labels. For him, it's about liberation, community building, and breaking through long fortified barriers. In an interview with the San Francisco Classical Voice, John said, "The world at large sees music as entertainment. It's never been that at its root. But the entire spectrum of music is far, far deeper and wide-ranging. The music is really about sharing an experience. It's like we're sharing this genuine human exchange." I know Batiste has his finger on the pulse of where music is heading. I hope we can open our eyes and follow his lead. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.